It is a coinky dink. Yo, how much closer are you to your dreams of appearing in a Judd Apatow movie?
I don't know. I guess I'm, you know, a lot of those guys like my music. They've expressed that to me. So, I mean, I guess I'm getting closer, man. Leonardo DiCaprio told me the other night that he liked my music. That was a pretty monumental moment for me and shit. So.
And Leonardo DiCaprio, not only incredible actor, a legit hip hop head as well.
Yeah, for sure. No, for sure. Like, that was a huge compliment because he does that hip hop shit, you know? So, yeah, you know, the movie thing is just coming along, man. You know, I'm hoping, like, eventually I find my way into one of those dry comedy movies. I'm looking forward to that. Right now we're just in Montreal. 40's downstairs. Forty's downstairs. I can see him right now. He's smoking a cigarette and shit.
Yo, did you catch up with Nardwar yet?
Yo, he texted me. And I'm gonna do an interview with him in Vancouver. Yo, 40. Rosenberg says what's up.
Yo, it sounds.
Rosenberg says what's up. Rosenberg.
Jesus, what the
fuck? Yeah. Jesus, what the
fuck? What the fuck,
man?
Yo, what up, man? Yo, I was thinking this the other day, though. I guess I forget which movie I was watching, but me and my brother were talking. We're like, yo, Drake could play in that movie, you being the dude, you playing the goofy, like, you're the black dude of the crew, but you're also the Jewish dude of this crew of, like, white boys in a Judd Apatow movie would be crazy.
That would be amazing. I mean, as far as the Judd Apatow genre goes, I think I could play several diverse roles. I think I'm definitely suiting for one of those movies. So if Judd happens to be on your Jew stream right now, which I assume he is naturally.
No, I mean, there are 40 people here, so he's probably one of them.
Yeah, chances are it's him. It's Seth Green. I mean,
Seth Rogen. Exactly.
It's Jonah Hill is on your Jew stream right now for sure.
Yo.
So is Michael Cera. They're all pretty much watching it.
Well, this is the thing. This is what makes me so hot right now. This is what makes me the pulse of the people right now. Yo, what up,
yeah,
man?
What are people saying right now? Are people just like, oh, I hate Drake? Is it turning into like a Drake hate session? Because if it is, that's incredible.
Yo, I don't, actually, it wasn't that much Drake hate. Hold on, I'm looking right now. I think Rose, Drake, and the Beastie Boys are part of a secret Jewish society.
True, which is obviously true.
Someone said, tell Drake this, you're only successful because you're Jewish.
Fair enough. Very valid point. Thank you for that.
Yo, by the way, how does the only Jewish rapper end up running with Young Money? How fucking random. I mean, oh, Young Money. Jesus. I literally said that not to be ironic. I was being serious at first.
Right.
Yo, well, listen.
I don't know how it happens, man. It's a match made in heaven, you know? It's a pairing that was destined to happen, and, here we are.
Yo, I will admit this. Like, my allegiance to Drake is kind of more, it's more based on your undergroundness than your Judaism. Although it's close.
They're in a race for your, okay.
For my allegiance, it's a battle. Yo, have you spoken to any of your old underground heroes recently because I imagine you're at the point now where you achieved shit that your idols, that the little brothers and all these cats, like, it's a totally different world. I wonder, you know, I've always wondered about that, like, if it feels weird at all when you then see artists who you sort of, I'm not going to say you eclipsed it because they did something different, but you went to this level that they couldn't even fathom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, well, to me, you know, those guys, really the best way I can honor them is, like, you know, still listening to their music, still drawing influence from the things that they do. Like when I did Fear, you know, I paid homage to Little Brother and Slum Village by, you know, letting them know that, like, really, you know, that music and their brand of music is really, like, one of the things that keeps me going. You know, like, I still definitely am very connected to that scene, I guess, if it is a separate scene from what I'm doing right now. But yeah, I haven't really had many conversations with people. I actually, like, believe it or not, I've met so many people and have yet to, like, run into the individuals that I did songs with early on. I think I'm trying trying to put something together for this fall tour and have somebody really dope, you know, as the opening act. And I think people will be really happy with who it is. So, you know, when people get word of that, you know, it's really just, you know, I mean, just keeping it on some hip hop shit. And it's just a great year, man. I'm excited to be a part of everything that's going on. Like, you know, I mean, I just keep my ears to the street and just listen to what people are putting out, and you know, make sure I'm not completely out of touch with what it is I'm doing, you know, because it's right, you're right, I do something different now, you know. I do a lot of singing and just making music, you know. I'm very connected to making music sonically, melody wise all that stuff. Like, that's just where my passion lies. And, you know, if people do happen to like hate me for it, then, you know, so be it. But that's just what I love to do, man. And it all stemmed from the J Dilla nights and the Fontaine nights and the Elzai nights and all that time I spent playing all that music, you know. Though that's where really it all comes from.
Yo, so, isn't the most ironic shit that if you were to ask me a few years ago who, like, if I could have seen what your lane was, the first person who I thought was going to occupy your lane was fucking Fonte. Like, he was the first person who I thought could equally rhyme and sing. I didn't know which he was better at, and is so fucking good at both. And I guess that's sort of why I've always almost been not let down, but, like, I assumed Fonte was going to be a monster star. Not that he still couldn't be, but he's that fucking dope.
Nah, he's beyond, like, he's just one of those guys, man, that every single time, you know, there's people in this industry that show consistency, and consistency is something to respect, and then there's those people who are continuously evolving and show, like, growth with every project and every song, and Tay is just one of those dudes, man. He's like, you just don't understand how he keeps getting better, and I don't anyway, you know what I mean, because I think, like, man, this guy really is in touch with his emotions and spitting that shit. And then the next, you know, I'll hear a new verse, and it's like, man, like, where does he come? It's like very similar to Andre 3000. You know, I never understand how Andre comes up with these new flows and these things that he says about women and life and all these things. You know, I never really quite comprehend how it keeps getting better throughout these years. You know, like, I'm 23 years old, so every thought that's going through my mind is fresh right now. But when I am like 28, 29, 30, I hope, I pray to God that I'll be in the position that these men are in, which is to, like, you know, continue thinking as opposed to, like, letting life plateau. But
I would
say the same thing about Tay. I mean, I still think it's possible, and to me, you know, he's one of the greatest rappers that I've ever, like, you know, he's one of the rappers that I literally grew up with, you know, and listened to all his shit along the way, and he is, like, one of my favorite rappers of all time, so.
Fonte needs to fucking write a Drake record. How does that happen?
We need to just do a record together, I think, which is kind of like, actually, now you're getting me divulge album plans, and that's never a good thing, man. My label's going to call me.
All right.
They're going to call me after they hear this juice stream.
Exactly. Yeah, well, we don't.
Know, that's definitely, you know, I'm trying to limit the features on my next album and keep them really very calculated, and one of them was going to be, I was thinking of doing, you know, a Drake and Fonte record, so, you know, hopefully it happens. That's the one I'll let out there.
Yo, that's wonderful. Well, let me tell you this. You released that information by the most appropriate venue on JuStream.
Clearly, this is a vehicle, man. Like, for any artist that wants to get, you know, the latest news and info out there. I mean, there's so many things you can do. You know, you've got your Not Rights and you've got your rap radars. But I mean, man, if you just want to get on the phone with Rosie and just do it over a fucking JuStream, why not? I would say that's my best.
Well,
career, so
listen,
that's why I'm on the phone with you, man.
You did Good Morning America, I'm sure. You've done, you know, all the major news outlets. It's only a matter of time before you did JuStream. But listen, go live the rap life, buddy. I always appreciate you being humble and awesome. So thanks for calling up, bud.
All right, man. Good talking to you. I'll see you soon.
Peace, Drake. Drizzy, yo, I got to go get some fresh t-shirts right now that I'm going to come back. I'll report back on very, very soon. Subcon Threads in the building.